All right, Rebbe, so good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page 53. Mashal Gan HaMavuka. So the Ramchal gave the Mashal, literally Gan HaMavuka in this context means the maze. So he says, Ha L'mazadoma. So he's going to hear the Ramchal. So Ramchal writes, what can this be compared to? L'mazadoma HaMa'aracha Shanachnu Medabrim Alei HaKais. What can you compare this dynamic that we are currently discussing? Ligan. To a garden, but not just any garden, Hamavuka, which is a maze. Hu hagan hanatua litzchok hayadua etzel hasarim. This is the garden that is planted for recreation by noblemen, by the rich and the wealthy. Shanatios asuyos kisalim kisalim. They plant large trees in the formation of walls. Ubeinehem shavilim rabim nevuchim umuravim. And between the trees are many paths. Kulam dom zelaze. Each of the paths really resemble one another. Vatachlis bom hulahagia elach sadra achas shebeemsam. And the goal ultimately is to reach to an achsadra. Achsadra is literally like a portico. If you can imagine for our purpose, like a gazebo. There's a gazebo. There's a platform in the middle. The amnam hashvilim ha'ela mehem yisharim umagiyam be'emes alach sadra. Some of these pathways are straight, and they lead to the gazebo, to the portico. Umehem mashkim es ha'advim umarchitim osom mena. But some of these pathways, unfortunately, they lead a person away from the intended goal. The amnam haholich bin hashvilim hulo yuchal, page 54. Hulo yuchal liros v'ladas klal imhu b'shvil ha'amiti o b'kozev. Now, the reality is over here that the way it works with this maze is that when you're walking on it, every single path looks the same. They all look the same, and therefore you can never really tell, are you on the right path, not on the right path. Thank you. No one ever really knows exactly where it is that they are. Because all of the pathways look exactly the same, and it's almost impossible to discern to one who sees them. The only way to discern it is how. Also, the only way that a person ultimately knows which road to take is if a person has traversed this before. Once a person's done the maze already once and has reached that center goal, that achsadra, that gazebo there in the middle, once a person has done that, then ultimately a person is able to navigate the maze. He says again, now here's the amazing part. Once you make it to the achsadra, once you make it to that gazebo in the middle, huroa kol hadrachim lefanof umadchin bein ha'amitim va'kozim v'hu yachol. So the amazing part is once a person makes it to the achsadra, I guess he has almost like a little bit of an elevated bird's eye view, and he could see all of the different paths, and he's able to see which paths are the good ones, which paths are not the good ones, and all of them become quite visible in his eyes. Lahasir esahol chimbam, lomar zahadarach lichubo. So the idea over here is that once a person has reached the achsadra, once the person has reached the middle, he has the ability to go ahead and to warn others and to tell them, this path will get you to the achsadra and this path will not. If you want to believe this individual, you could reach your intended destination. But someone who does not want to pay attention to the person who reached the achsadra and just wants to go where he wants to go, will always remain lost and will never reach his intended destination. So an incredible, incredible mashal. This, of course, Ramchal is giving the mashal for life. That life is a maze. Life is a maze. And the reality is, many of the pathways look exactly the same. But the truth is, there's only, well, whether it's one path or a select number of paths that lead ultimately to the desired destination of the Achsadra, and multiple other paths will just lead to dead ends. The difficulty is that when you're in the maze, you often can't see which path leads where. And the only one who could ultimately know which path is the right one to navigate, how to navigate the maze, is the one who's already made it to the Achsadra. Once you make it to the middle, then you're able to see which path is the correct one, which path is not. Page 54, the third paragraph in. Mahu gan ha-mavuka. So what is this maze to which we are referring? Kulanu ra'inu pam mitoch bechoveres tziyurim. So this is interesting. So, you know, we all know mazes. But we know mazes from, you know, when you're little, you have like a maze book, right? And you're on the side of the cereal. You know, you go ahead and you try to navigate the mazes like that. Bizmanam. Hayam mabuch al emes. See, what Ramchal is referring to is that historically in the past, they had real mazes. Gina anakit uva hayu sichim givohim hayotsu min hamabuch. So they literally used to construct mazes. They had large trees that formed walls that literally were life-size mazes. Ata holich bifnim uva emes kolasichim dome echa v'sheni. You walk into the maze and in reality everything looks the same. So you walk into the maze, let's say a life-size maze, and you literally don't know which way is which path is which. Let's do one more paragraph, then we'll stop. The metaphor, the example that the Ramchal is using is that here I am in the midst of this maze. I know where I want to get to. See, here's the difference. Where do I want to get to? I know I want to reach that Achsadra. I know I want to reach that portico, that gazebo in the middle. I'm clear as my destination. What am I totally confused about? How to get there. Which path ultimately is the path that needs, that allows me to get to where I want to get to? Page 54, last paragraph. And if it was, what can end up happening is, I just keep on taking the same path over and over. We'll say all of the paths look exactly the same. Am I going to the right? Am I going to the left? Am I even going in the right direction altogether? So this is the metaphor, and it's a very profound metaphor. You see, normally the way we think that I'm in the maze and I don't know where I'm going. See, the power of this mashal is, I know exactly where I want to reach. I know exactly where I want to get to. I want to get ultimately to the achsadra, to the portico in the middle. It's clear, my destination is clear. What's the problem? The problem is, how do I get there? Which path do I take? And you know, in the maze, you could take many, many paths, and they look right, and look like I'm finally getting a little bit closer. Sometimes right as I'm about to get to the achsadra itself, I hit the dead end, I hit the wall. He goes on, he says, Kishe Chazal mevi'a mashal. In general, when Chazal give us a mashal, Heim tamid rotzim, she'anachnu niskadeim ayidei ha-mashal. They want us ultimately again to progress. The mashal is a springboard for growth. He goes on, he says, Anu tzrichim lahavin ktsas yoser tov ayidei mashal. The goal of the mashal is to give us a better understanding of things. Kol pam mashuhu amar lehischadeid lanu ulios muvan yoser. The mashal ultimately is meant to sharpen some ideas and to make us better understanding. The kach gam gidol yisrael kishem mevi'a mashalim ze lo stam ki mashma'am lahem o kidei legavin es ksaveihem. So it's the same idea when Chazal go and give mashalim. The goal of the mashal is to help me understand the dynamic in a sharper way. Elohim rotzim sha'anachnu po be'emtzoh samashal. We'll say what Chazal understood is that sometimes you could learn so much more from a mashal than you could learn just from a spoken word. It's true, that's why stories are generally more effective than just statements. So just understand that when Chazal says something like this, with the Gan Mavuka, with the maze, what Chazal are really trying to convey to us is this idea. They're trying to convey to us an image. And this image is not just any image, but this is the image of life. That life, so much of it is knowing where I want to go. I know the destination. I know the Achsadra. But the problem is, again, how to get there is so incredibly complicated because every path looks the same. Every path seems to lead in the right direction. And here's the part that we'll talk about this more tomorrow. Sometimes I've invested so much in a particular path. And then what happens? As that path plays out, it turns out that it leads to a dead end. So sometimes the shaila is having the courage to kind of backtrack a little bit, take a different path than the one I've taken all of these years in an effort to get to that achsadra. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up on the top of page 55 tomorrow.